Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.98/7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30. An out-of-control wildfire has forced thousands of people living near Durango, Colorado, out of their homes.
La Plata County spokeswoman Megan Graham says more than 2,000 homes have been evacuated. Hundreds more are under pre-evacuation orders.
I don't think anyone can say that the fact that we are having a significant wildfire is a surprise.
The area around Durango has been classified as under an exceptional drought. Fire Information Officer Cameron Eck says current weather conditions helped this fire grow quickly.
We're facing extreme conditions with very dry vegetation, hot temperatures, low humidity, high winds, and rugged, inaccessible terrain.
It's too rugged on the west flank to put crews on the ground, but they're doing structure protection in every other direction of the flames. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police have released more information about a stabbing. A man stabbed to death Friday night in southeast Wichita near Harry and George Washington Boulevard.
The victim in the homicide that occurred in the 1600 block of Erie is identified as Leroy Hudson, a 68-year-old male of Wichita. Again, that was the 21st homicide of 2018.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says a 53-year-old man was arrested Saturday morning near 27th Street South in McLean and was booked into jail for charges of murder and auto theft. The State Objections Board has ruled how the names of the 4th District's Republican primary candidates will appear on the ballot.
Both parties strongly suspect that it was no accident that two candidates with the same first and last name are running against each other in the congressional primary. But a state board on Monday faced its own challenge. How should ballots differentiate between the two Wichita men? Republican voters in the 4th District are now set to choose August 7th between Representative Ron Estes, the incumbent, and Ron M. Estes, the challenger. The Kansas Secretary of State's office divides the listing after Ron M. Estes filed to challenge the freshman congressman in the GOP primary. The all-GOP three-member state objections board, led by Secretary of State Chris Kobach, concluded that using a middle initial to distinguish the candidates on the primary ballot still might prove too confusing for voters. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One of President Trump's top economic advisors has had a heart attack.
The National Economic Council director Larry Kudlow has been hospitalized after suffering a heart attack. President Trump announcing in a tweet from the Singapore summit that Kudlow is now at Walter Reed Medical Center. A statement from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Kudlow's doctors are calling it a mild heart attack. Kudlow was just on CBS's Face the Nation this past weekend, blasting Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau for criticizing the president over tariffs at the end of the G7.
The host, Canadian Prime Minister, starts taking whacks at you, pot shots at you, on the eve of this Korean summit.
President Trump picked Kudlow for the job last March. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting kicks off today.
The Me Too movement has come to the Southern Baptist Convention. The annual meeting of the denomination's leaders is held to discuss the church's business for the year. Delegates are expected to decide whether to approve a resolution acknowledging that women have been, quote, wronged, abused, silenced, and objectified by male leaders throughout the church's history. Longtime Southern Baptist leader Paige Patterson is just one of the denomination's powerful men to be caught up in scandal over accusations of their past treatment of women. Patterson announced Friday he would not attend this week's annual meeting. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover will gradually be on its way out here early on, and we could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm pop up just about anywhere later on this afternoon, as a frontal boundary will be right across the south-central part of Kansas. Today's high, 94. Rain and thunderstorm chances go up overnight. Our low, 71. Scattered storms early on Wednesday with a high, 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Holiday.
Now cloudy, 77 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, let's get the latest on net neutrality and see what that's all about.
Net neutrality rules are officially gone, and it could result in differences in your internet service. The change follows the repeal last year of an Obama-era regulation, which required all data online is treated equally. Considering the majority of Americans don't have multiple choices for internet service, the rules were meant to protect consumers from providers slowing down traffic from services that couldn't pay. Think of it like a highway with a toll lane. Everyone can access the highway, but only those willing to pay extra can take the less crowded toll lane. With the rules gone, that could be what happens. Service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon can charge more for faster access to certain content or make their own content easier to access. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai argues the previous regulation was heavy-handed and no longer necessary, but cites the dawn of the commercial internet as his example of why net neutrality is no longer needed. Yet at that time, you dialed into the internet and had your choice of providers. With Fox on Tech, I'm Brett Larson, Fox News.
That's not all, folks. Looney Tunes returning.
That's all, folks.
Looney Tunes is getting a reboot.
What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and all your favorites are returning in a new series of short-form cartoons based on Warner Brothers' iconic Looney Tunes cartoons franchise. Modeled after the early theatrical releases, the studio said multiple artists will produce 1 to 6 minute shorts written and drawn by the cartoonists, allowing their own personality and style to come through. The plan is to produce 1,000 minutes each session, with the content distributed across multiple platforms, including digital, mobile, and broadcast. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And speaking of Looney Tunes... It was 70 years ago on this day, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon Bugs Bunny Rides Again, Western parody of westerns. It was Bugs Bunny versus Yosemite Sam. Their second pairing that they'd ever had. Bugs Bunny Rides Again. There's a scene in which Yosemite Sam states that he's the roughest, toughest He-Man hombre that ever crossed the Rio Grande. And I don't mean Mahatma Gandhi. However, Gandhi was assassinated the year that came out. So they had to change it. They changed it. Instead of the Mahatma Gandhi line, they changed it to, I ain't no namby-pamby.
Namby-pamby. All right.
So there you go. Bugs Bunny Rides Again. That came out 70 years ago today. Some might call it cheesy, but one minor league baseball team has got a new nickname.
The Staten Island Yankees, the single A minor league affiliate for the ball club of the same name, had been looking for a new name for 2 years, something that would tie them in better to the community in the New York City borough of Staten Island. Well, after a final five and then a fan vote, say hello to the Staten Island Pizza Rats. Yes, named in honor of the famed viral video of a rat pulling a slice down the stairs of a New York City subway station. But the moniker change is not permanent. The Yankees will only be the Pizza Rats for Saturday home games through the rest of the season. One home game actually offering pizza cutters as a fan giveaway. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Pizza Rat.
Mm-hmm. Pizza Rat.
Go Rats!
A country music band opening for a rock legend.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on country duo The Sisterhood, Alyssa Bonagura and Ruby Stewart. Stewart is Rod Stewart's daughter. Alyssa's parents are Kathy Bailey and Michael Bonagura of Bailey and the Boys. The two will tour with rock royalty this summer, opening for Steven Tyler. Ruby says they're fans of his and they're also really good friends.
Sometimes you get these big acts and they're not as kind as they are as you would want them to be, but he's just like been so supportive.
They're releasing a summer set list of songs before their debut album.
I think this whole record just kind of like flows really beautifully.
As for advice their famous parents gave them,
I think just be yourself and keep your close friends always close, because those are the people that knew you from the beginning and will always know you.
I think both of our parents just taught us to be really honest and humble at all times and know your worth and believe in yourself, but also remember who you are and where you come from.
Ashley DeVore, Fox News.
Kanye West back on top again.
Most beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest.
I'm Michelle Polino. Yeezy is back on top of the Billboard charts. Kanye West grabbed his eighth consecutive number one with Yee, which opened atop the Billboard 200.
Sometimes I scare
The rapper's Ye sold over 200,000 copies. That's a mix of traditional and digital copies. Yeezy now sits next to Eminem as the only artist to debut at number one with 8 straight albums, and he could make it a record-breaking 9 if his Kids See Ghosts with Kid Cudi debuts at the top spot next week. Meek Mill took the stage for the first time since being let out of jail. The rapper joined recent Pulitzer Prize winner Kendrick Lamar, Lil Wayne, and more for the Summer Jam music event in New Jersey to celebrate its 25th anniversary with jam-packed performances. The event's highlight was the battle between producers Timbaland and Swiss Beatz, who went back and forth with hits they produced for others. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Steve, we're going to flash back 50 years ago today.
Okay.
1968. Some movie notes from this day. In fact, it was in West Wichita 50 years ago today. The newest portion of Twin Lakes Shopping Center just about finished. There was a gala opening on this day planned for the two theaters located in the
two
new section.
You bet.
Twin Lake Theaters 1 and 2. And those were the first new indoor theaters in Wichita since the Crest was built in 1950.
Yeah.
It would be 18 years after the Crest until Twin Lakes opened a couple of theaters 50 years ago today. Those theaters aren't there anymore.
Nope, they're not there.
Nope, they've been torn down.
They're gone.
Over the years, yep. We have two movie anniversaries today from that very same day that came out on this day in 1968. The Elvis movie Speedway came out 50 years ago today. Elvis is a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's rich and he kind of spends money on his friends.
Yeah.
The movie is supposedly loosely based on Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, and his gambling habit and the money he siphoned off of Elvis. Guys, you got Elvis, Nancy Sinatra, Bill Bixby, Gail Gordon, Bill Shallert, Carl Ballantyne.
Nancy Sinatra. Mm. Carl Ballantyne. Mm-hmm. That's a funny guy right there.
Elvis was paid $850,000 for this movie, plus 50% of the profits.
Whoa.
But there were no profits.
Oh.
This movie tanked at the box office. Box office flop. Speedway came out 50 years ago today. Also coming out 50 years ago today in theaters, Rosemary's Baby. About that.
This is a disturbing, frightening movie.
Yep. Mia Farrow, John Cassavetes, Ruth Gordon won an Oscar for her performance. Sidney Blackmer, Maurice Evans. Yeah. Film debut of Charles Grodin.
Yeah.
Won pretty much universal acclaim from film critics. It is a creepy movie.
It is.
Rosemary's Baby came out 50 years ago today.
What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy.
Ooh. 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 Yeah. Those eyes are a reptilian,
yes,
by the way.
Apparently, the director, Roman Polanski, wanted kind of a full-figured girl-next-door type to play that role. He wanted Tuesday Weld or his girlfriend, fiancée Sharon Tate. But they felt they needed a big name at the time. They went with Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow. Yeah. She was great.
Patty Duke auditioned for that role. She did not get it. Robert Redford was the first choice to play the role of Guy. He turned it down. Jack Nicholson considered briefly, and then they went with John Cassavetes. Rosemary's Baby came out 50 years ago today. Apparently, it was one of Stanley Kubrick's favorite movies, too. I
love
that movie.
Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby. Let's take a look at... Well, let's finish with some yucks.
Okay.
Let's check in with the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
After IHOP announced that they would be changing their name to IHOB with a B, the company revealed today with great fanfare that the B stands for burgers. Now, this is excellent news. It really is, because since I moved to America, I've been asking myself, where can I find a burger? I've looked high and low. You cannot find a burger in America. I know most of the people eating at IHOP are drunk. I didn't know the people running the company were. Right now, the B stands for burger. In 2 weeks, the B will almost definitely stand for bankruptcy.
And let's check in with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Japanese pop band whose members are all over 80 years old. Every single one is over 80 years old. Isn't that nice? That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, the band is known for their number one hit song, Where Am I? They're... Sorry. What's their number two song, Andy?
I'm cold.
I'm cold. I think number three is Don't Slam That Door. Yeah.
Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're right there off of K-15. Have a tasty pizza at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now, and wealth managers create a new business. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Steve and Ted.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.